I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Representation of Christians in Afghanistan is so small that to be one means certain persecution. With the majority of the population being Muslim, these new Christians aren't just deciding to follow Christ. They're abandoning their old faith and their own safety. Bob Blinko of Frontiers USA says Christians there have to be prepared to pay the ultimate price. But there is good news in Christ's example of his obedience to his Father. So pray with the persecuted church and that their persecutors would come to know Christ. And this U.S. election season will be over soon. The casualties have left scars on our society, especially now. Christians need to embody Christ's hope, and that's not to be trite. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries encourages us that this isn't the time to be known by our political affiliation or our anger or anxiety. It's a time to be known for our hope. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.